Blog Talk Radio.
Now, every motherfucking thing is on. See, November the 13th, I was blessed. My past graduate, it was a very, very variating array of different semesters represented. But they gave me a dinner, and it was in appreciation of what they got from me. And since then, it's been 2 weeks, I've been thinking about a lot of shit. This stuff that I'm doing was all in theory. This was not because I've seen results. I went hard. I spent a lot of money. You ask the motherfuckers that go to my goddamn school, I spend money on them every semester. And what I'm saying is, it was in theory because I thought what I thought. And on November the 13th, when them brothers, graduates, straight A students, fucking honored me, it just did something to me. And what I'm saying is, you know, you motherfuckers be listening to these fraudulent ass motherfucking dudes. You don't give a fuck that nah motherfucker do nothing but compliment them. They get compliments. But what do they do about whatever you get from them sticking with you? Nothing. That's why they come out with new products all the time. New things for you to spend your goddamn money on. Let me tell you something, fellas. Some of the motherfuckers that was at this dinner honoring my black ass graduated 6 or 7 semesters ago. If you can, you can graduate in 1 semester. There's people in just about every semester these days graduating in 1 semester. So what I'm saying is, some of these guys that was like 6 semesters, 4, whatever semesters, is supporting my point. And my point is that they use what the fuck I taught them every fucking day. They find reasons to use it. They don't do what you do. Wait for shit. Motherfucker. Wait. W-E-I-G-H-T. Which means how much it weighs. Wait. Sunk the ship. Too much weight on the ship, it's gonna sink. But wait, W-A-I-T, taking too long is going to sink the ship too. So that's one of the few things in life that you can say that's true, no matter how you take it, no matter what way you want to try to interpret it to make you be able to see shit. I'm just saying, if you take too long or if you got too much, it's wait. And wait will sink the motherfucking ship. Oh, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's because you're a big old square and everything has to be told to you. Because I ain't waiting worth a fuck. And I ain't having too much on my motherfucking shoulders. Because I'm monitoring all that shit in my life. See, these fraudulent motherfuckers be trying to show you how to be a man. I mean, they really need to check themselves, because if they don't, I'm really finna go in on these motherfuckers. I'm trying to be cool, you know, because, you know, I got personal attachments to one of them motherfuckers. But being a man to them is about handling bitches. That's why they not men. They have an aspect of men in them. But men do not limit the way they are to handling women. No. Now, being a man to me is about how you deal with everyday life events. Now, running into women is an everyday life event. So I'm not saying them fucking fraudulent motherfuckers ain't telling you the truth about what they think. See, well, what I'm saying is they can't take their points of fact as far as of being a man and relate the shit to anything but how to handle a woman. They can't. And if they can, they don't. And the reason they don't is because that shit is not important to them. Getting some pussy is. What I teach does not change if you're looking for a job. And you get that interview. What I teach shows you how to take the same thing that I teach about catching a bitch, but adapt it to what you're doing. Because what I teach is about mentality. I don't give a fuck about no pussy. You ask a bitch. They tell you, man, my clothes would be off, my dick would be hard, and I'll put you out. I ain't giving a fuck about your goddamn pussy, bitch. I give a fuck about me. And I give a, cause if a broad turn me off, my dick ain't gonna get hard. And if I'm fucking her and she turn me off, my dick going soft. I can't help it, even if I kind of want to fuck her. Oh, no, nigga, you can't fuck this bitch. That's what my dick tell me. So, what I'm really saying is what I teach don't change if you're looking for a job. What I teach makes you use the same things to catch a woman as you would use on this job interview. Same as if you was a contractor and you was making a bid on a job. The bid is one thing. Being the lowest price is another thing. But being the motherfucker this dude want to hire, that has to do with your conversation. See, I teach real shit. I don't teach what's popular. So, just in case, let me expound on what I mean. I'm not talking about shit that's a fad. That's why all these fucking pretendo goddamn gurus, they talk about fads. Whatever is popular, whatever word is up, whatever phrase is in, man, I can give a fuck about that shit. I ain't into that bullshit. See, if you look at them three amigos, them motherfuckers, that's what they do. Whole bunch of bullshit. Surface shit that sounds really good, but if you get involved in it and try to go deep, they're going to cuss you out and tell you you ain't shit. I do that too. So I ain't saying what they doing is like wrong as far as that go, but what's wrong is you can't get no further understanding. Fucking with me, I'm going to cuss you out, but it's going to be because of some misunderstanding we have. And as soon as we straighten that out, we're going to go further into whatever it is that's bothering you. And I'm going to show you how 2 and 2 is 4. 2 and 2 is not 24. So, if you pay attention to those motherfuckers' topics, you'll notice that they talk about what's popular. Or what's trending. See, I use my exact same principles on catching women as I do in my everyday fucking life. If I'm going to the grocery store, whatever I'm thinking about what I'm finna go buy is how I'm finna act, if that's the case, if a bitch was with me or blah, blah, blah. I ain't telling you what to do. I'm not telling you what to do. I ain't even saying the three amigos ain't people to fuck with. I'm just saying the differences between us. And I ain't really talking about the three amigos. I'm talking about all them motherfuckers. You don't have real motherfuckers like me. Hey, he real. He ain't finna tell you no bullshit. Whoever that is, I don't give a fuck. And I ain't even fucking with them. They know, but they don't know. But I'm doing a video, so fuck them. But what I'm saying is, I don't change the way I think for the occasion or the particular topic. I'm sorry, excuse me. I just don't do it. I don't change like that. The only way, as far as making a statement, as far as being a group of motherfuckers that matter, because everything I just was saying, predicated or based on how I feel about what's going on in America. I mean, we're like fucked up. And dudes, you know, my motherfucking dudes that I want to reach don't care. Part of the shit you really and truly can't feel anything about. But how you accept the shit and what you do in not protest, but in combat to what these motherfuckers is doing, you gotta understand the only way you gonna hurt America, because it's a police state. The only fucking way you gonna hurt it is to boycott their fucking special spend your day money days, 347. You know, I know I'm getting deep today, so I don't expect many calls, but this is a good one. Come on, what's up, brother?
Hey, you hear me, bro, bud?
I sure can.
Hey, what's up, brother? Hey, man, I just want to let you know, man, you know, I was looking at some old videos. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is the brother who called back that other time when you checked me.
Okay, which I'm saying, that's 100,000 people, but come on.
So this Thanksgiving I went to a girl's house, and I'm not dating her or nothing, but when I went over there, her mom, her grandmother, her sister, oh my fucking goodness, excuse my language. So the whole time I was there, I was doing the same shit.
Wait. Went over some lady's house, and yeah, the mom, the grandmama, and whoever else was there.
Yeah, all females.
Hold on. Just let me ask you some questions, man.
What's up?
All these women was there. Why were they there?
I don't know.
Stop.
Is they house?
Can you fucking stop, man?
God.
What I'm saying is this. You going to be there with her? Was it her house? Or was it one of the people their house?
No. The girl, she's in college.
Can you just answer the question, brother? Whose fucking house was it?
It was the girl's house.
Okay. Now, I'm asking you this shit because you should be noting all this shit when you walk into it. Instead of being stupid. So what I'm saying is, you go into her house to visit her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But when you get there, all these other people are there, correct? They don't live there, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Man, see, that's what I'm saying, man. You guys are so fucking stupid.
Man, what
happened? Didn't you just, listen, didn't you just say it was her house?
Yeah, but she's coming from college.
Hey, stop, shut up, listen. It ain't her house. She must be staying at her mama's house or her grandmama's house or something. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
So listen and be quiet. It ain't her house. Is it?
No, it's not her house.
So your motherfucker, I was finna say something totally different because you led me to believe it was her house. But now that it ain't her house, your motherfucking ass supposed to know you going over there. And it could be pops, it could be brothers, it could be mothers and whoever, and you're going to have to deal. Did you think of that?
Mm. Yeah.
Stop and be quiet because I think you're lying. But I don't think you know you. Just listen.
Well, I knew when, before I go.
Can you listen? Man, I can't stand
it. Yeah,
no, man, because you don't give a fuck what's being said. All you want to do is explain your motherfucking bullshit, and if that's the case, go for your shit. Why are you
on here?
Man,
I'm trying to hear you, bro.
No, you ain't trying to do shit. You trying to explain yourself. You trying to explain why whatever fucked up happened to you happened. And you're trying to make yourself not look like the goddamn fool you are. I see through muddy water and spot dry land. Motherfucker, I can't even swim. So what I'm saying is you can either shut the fuck up and learn what you did wrong, or you can keep interrupting me so I can X your stupid ass out. I hate talking to motherfuckers that can't take the truth. Now, where you at?
I'm in New York.
I ain't asking you about where you at physically. Motherfucker, do you want to take the truth or do you want me to ask you out?
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear this.
So a real motherfucker don't fuck with bitches that live at their mama's house. Unless, let's say you 18 or 19, but you don't sound that age, you're cranky. But what I'm saying is a real motherfucker fucking with a bitch is going to get her to leave. Come on, baby. I want to take you, or I ain't coming over to your house with your mom and them going to be investigating me and shit. I want to get to know you without interference. I'm saying you a sucker because you went into that shit and just stayed there. You didn't be a man. You didn't say, look, I don't know you guys and everything, and I know you want to get to know me, but I don't even know your daughter. So let me get to know her first. Then you can get it on me. I don't care what you said. You should have said something so he can leave. And then they might not have said, girl, you ain't going nowhere with that nigga. And you would have said, well, look, baby, if you want to talk to me, Bob, you ain't finna cause no problems. But you finna certainly have a position. So you don't be handled like you were. Tell me you weren't handled. Come on, man. Don't take no long time to talk. You was interrupting me like a motherfucker. Why are you quiet
now? I was listening, but when I went over there, you know, the one who I was visiting.
So I'm saying I got to listen to this bad ass fucking story. I already know the story. I already told you what happened. Either I'm right or wrong. You ain't going to do nothing but confirm what I already said. You got handled. Who wants to hear the details? I don't.
Nah.
Well, tell the truth. You got handled, right, nigga?
Yeah, I ain't get it.
So what I'm saying is, why are you asking all this bullshit? Why are you talking about all this bullshit? Why ain't you asking how not to be handled in that situation? Why ain't you trying to find out how not to be handled in that situation? Why the fuck are you just explaining why you was in it? When the next 10 motherfuckers, if they had that situation, go tell me 10 different reasons why they was in it. And I'm going to tell them the same thing. Because you let yourself be handled, motherfucker. You ain't got no principles. You ain't got no boundaries. You ain't got what you will or would not do. Anything for a bitch, that's where you at, nigga. Tell me I'm wrong.
Nah, you.
That's what you're doing wrong. It's anything for you. It ain't anything for no bitch. That means fuck a bitch. If that's what you gotta do. I ain't finna deal with her grandmama, her mama, and her sisters who all been choosing fucked up motherfuckers. They gonna make me have to go through whatever the fuck they think because of the fuck they chose some drunk sucker, user bitch nigga. You tell that bitch that and she gonna say, mama, I'm gone. She gonna go out. I know because I done it. Now, if you want to talk to me after me and whoever see each other two or three times, I ain't scared to talk to y'all, but I ain't finna try to prove shit to you before I catch the bitch. Shit.
Hey,
Rose,
What, man?
I'm going to be quiet.
Listen,
I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to let you talk. And I didn't say nothing about pimping. So just talk.
I ain't trying to be no sucker. You know, when I went over to the mother, when I went over to her house and shit, you know, I'm thinking I'm gonna just be a cool fucking person to go over there and shit. But now that you just said that, you damn right, I got handled. But when I was over there, her sister was on me like a motherfucker, and I'm over here thinking about this shit, and that's why I called you up and shit.
Listen, man, just listen. Nothing is wrong as far as you respecting her sister and letting her sister talk whatever shit. But nothing would have been wrong with you standing up for yourself. Look, if you want me to date you, then, you know, let me start talking to you, young lady, because what I'm saying is I ain't even cool with her. And you trying to make me pass your test? Come on. You must don't want me to be with your sister. You got to be sharp. You got to turn shit around. And as soon as you said that, and if that's the case, I'm gone. And baby that like you, go say, wait a minute. And I'm saying now you can relax because you didn't change the fucking atmosphere. Come on, man. Did you tell me about this before now?
No. This happened.
So what I'm saying is, this is what game do for you, bro. You could hear something right now, and right now, you're going to come up with something to do. You ain't finna need to call no motherfucker, even if it's me. You ain't going to need to hear shit I said. You don't need to do whatever the fuck you think. And what you thought was to let these motherfuckers handle you so you don't blow this bitch. You should let that bitch know, if you think I'm going to go through this to have you, fuck you. You wouldn't say that, but you would let her know. Girl, look, I really wanted to deal with you, but I didn't come over here to deal with your mama, your sisters, and your grandma. So look, if you want to holler at me, woo-woo, and leave. Why you didn't do that?
Man.
I know, because it takes nuts to do that.
Yeah.
That's right.
And when I left, her sister, she was like sad that I was leaving, but I didn't know what the fuck to do. I didn't, like, yo, here's my number and shit. Now I ain't even got her number. I left with nothing. I ain't get shit. Wait.
You left with her address and she still live there. So you can be a punk if you want to. Or you can go over there and tell that bitch to come outside and talk to you. And explain, and explain what the fuck was going on and why you left. And, you know, do you still want to fuck with me? And let that bitch say yes or no. And whatever it is, if she say yeah, get the info and just say, you know, when I call you, whatever you say. But as she say no, whatever, fuck her. That's me. Yeah. That's me, man. So, right. You know, that's what's up. All right?
Yeah, because sometimes I be thinking about the consequences. And I, at this,
what
you know,
kind of consequences? Why would you be thinking about consequences of you telling a motherfucking bitch she either want to fuck with you or not? You ain't cussed her. You ain't said nothing mean. You ain't did shit but stand up. That's why you motherfuckers are punks. All you do is imagine shit to keep you from being a man. Sure, there could be consequences if you grabbed that bitch, or if you went up there to my bitch, this bitch, that, or if you went in there and opened their door without knocking. You got to do something to make consequences a factor. Don't you think that, bro? Yes or no?
Yeah, yes, I do.
So what did you do that would bring consequences in the scenario I just gave you?
Well, shit, nothing.
So why would you think of it? Why would you think of that shit?
She gave me all the signs to get run up.
Bro,
on
you
me,
ain't
so,
asking
you know,
me. I don't give a fuck about that bitch. Asking you about you. You talking about this bitch?
What was the question?
Why the fuck did you start thinking about consequences? You ain't did shit to promote consequences.
I thought about consequences because I was around the grandmother and the mother and the sister, but.
Hey, bro. Bro, so what? You ever been stopped by the police?
Yeah.
Didn't you think about consequences then?
Hell yeah. Oh, well.
Didn't you do what you were supposed to do so you can leave?
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do in that motherfucking grandmama house or whoever fucking house it was. Ain't no goddamn consequences. Because you're going to answer her shit, whatever she got to say, and then at the right time you're going to say, look, I ain't trying to be interrogated, and if that's what y'all need to do for me to date y'all daughter or whoever, I don't want to date her no more. Why you didn't just say that shit? Because you stuck on the bitch. Period. I didn't have grandmamas stop me from leaving when I said that. I didn't have mothers call me after I left because the bitch had my phone number and I let them know I ain't finna pay for your past mistakes. You know, you the one chose the motherfucker you chose. Now, I know how people are and I know how dudes treat women. But you ain't finna make me answer for that shit. And them motherfuckers call me and say, I just want to make sure she was with the right man. And they give her, their daughter, permission to come fuck with me. And I call my pimpin' on their ass. Man, come on, man. You guys can't tell me shit. All you can do is explain what you think. And I can explain to you what it is. I know what's going to happen because I've lived what I'm talking about. I'm not guessing about this shit. That's why I don't give a fuck if you believe me or not. Take your ass and do whatever the fuck you believe. And then you'll be able to be one of the suckers that look up to the motherfuckers graduated from Sidewalk University. Because I'm telling you, them motherfuckers came from all over the country. on their own dime than they did that to give me appreciation. I ain't talking about the appreciation. I'm talking about the reason they did it, because it was very curious to me. What made you motherfuckers do this? This shit was not cheap. That fucking room was at least $2,500, $3,000. And them niggas say, what we learned in Sidewalk University is that this ain't no joke. Shit is real. Real niggas do shit real ways. And if you want to be perceived as a big motherfucker, you don't do shit half-ass. Man, they had to give me a fucking napkin. This shit touched me, because that's real. Me and my nigga Tate, if we did something, we did it top flight. No, we don't need no fucking help. Me and this nigga handle it. I don't care what the total is. And that's what they did. Because they learned to represent what they think, not what I think. It just happened to be what I think, which is why me and Tay, me and Hollywood Heights, me and any other motherfucker, we can do the same shit. Because that's what we think, the same way. Hold on, 347-602, what's up? 602, what's up?
All right, mic man. Check. 1-2, 1-2. Can you hear me?
Hey, one, listen, two. Man. We ain't doing no goddamn mic check. Do you want to talk or what?
I do, but I'm just
getting
in. I'm having my phone on.
Let's go.
Well, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm feeling like $1 million, man. I'm Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Shouts out to the winning team. All my people calling in. I send them a text message. We about to change the world.
Okay, bro. What's up, man? You got a question?
Yeah. Let me ask you this, bro. Why is it that when we come to these platforms, we're not ready to speak?
Well, bro, let me ask you something. Do you sound like mm-hmm. you're ready to speak? Can I ask you this? Do you sound like you're ready to speak right now?
I'm very ready, brother. Very
I didn't
ready.
Ask you,
I asked
hey,
you a
bro,
question.
Bro, I did not ask you, were you ready? I asked you, do you sound like you're ready? Because I think you don't. And if you are, let's start over. Ask me a goddamn question so I can answer it. And don't go with all the bullshit, man, because that's what I would think why people don't come with the real questions right away, because they be on bullshit. I ain't. So let's get real. Come on.
I'm real about it. I ask you a question just like you asked me to ask. I asked. Yeah.
Okay, I answered that. You got anything else? See, let me tell you something. A fake brother... Because he was fake. And I knew he was fake. That's why I went at him like that. You see, he got off the motherfucking line. Because he can't stand the pressure of a real motherfucker checking him on bullshit. Because I don't know if you heard it, but I heard him say he's some kind of pastor or some kind of goddamn shit. Nigga, where you coming from? I don't want to hear that shit. You ain't finna impress me. And I don't disrespect religion. And you private number, motherfucker, I've been trying to ignore you. But fuck it. Private number, what's up?
What's popping, my G? I'm coming with the truck right now, yeah?
Ain't nothing happening, man. What's up?
Yo, what's popping? I'm coming with the strap right now. You got the stash ready.
Bro, do you have a question?
Yeah. I'm coming with the strap right now. You got the stash ready.
I don't understand what the fuck you're saying.
Come on, my G. I'm gonna see you at the stash house. You know what I'm saying? I got the strap right now.
Hey, that dude is a fake. You can tell. He's just I don't know. I attract him. I guess I don't know why, but I do. So, I mean, let me just go on with what I got to say. I got so much shit that I want to say, you know, 347. You got anything else, man?
Yeah, I want to say, man, you a real one, Unc. I really could say that, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, respect to you, man.
Hey, bro, respect to you, too, man. Fuck with me. AskRosebud@gmail.com. Hit me. We can kick it. We can do whatever, man. You know, but I like how you stood it up, brother.
Thank you, man.
Right on. Hey, fucking private number or whatever with your bullshit talking ass. I don't want to hear your bullshit, man. You either going to talk where I can clearly understand it, or I'm Xing your goddamn ass out and I'm not opening up to you again. Now, what's up?
Yo, why you hung up on my G?
Motherfucker. Don't question me. Ask your goddamn question
my nigga.
Are you getting hung up on again?
Hold up, son. Romeo told me to...
Hey, 917, what's up, bro?
Yes, sir.
What's up, brother?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm Ty Martin calling from New York. I'm not in the game. I'm thinking about the game, but I just want to ask, congratulations to you, sir. I just want to ask you a quick question.
Come on.
And blessings, and you are very great in American Pimp, but this is the question. When getting at a woman, or in the street terms, a bitch, that's on the cell phone, what does a man should do and what should he be thinking about? And that's my question, sir, and congratulations once again. Thank you very much.
Hey, on the phone, in person, texting, you should be the same. Period. I don't know what you say to the bitch on the phone, but I know I'm going to tell the bitch what I want. And whatever that is what I'm going to text, and what I'm going to talk, however. In person, all of it's the same. There is no particular way to do some shit because you're on the phone. There's no particular way to do some shit because you text. There's no particular way to do some shit because you're talking to the bitch. I'm doing the same thing in all three cases because I ain't no fake motherfucker, man. I hope I'm answering your question.
Thank you, sir. That's good enough for me, and I hope to speak to you again. God bless you.
You know it. 646, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm good. So I just have a quick question. I mean, if you need more context, you can just let me know. But is there a way? Is there a way to get money from a woman without her seeing you as below her?
As without her seeing you as what?
Below her, seeing you as inferior because she's, maybe paying a bill for you or, helping you out.
Well, man, wait, stop. So you saying, I think you saying, that if you got $10 from a bitch, or $100 or $1,000, that bitch would be more than you because whatever you needed it for, she's paying for it, right? That's what you believe? Or are you saying that's what bitches believe? Because I believe that's what you believe.
No, that's not what I believe, but
bro, stop lying to yourself. That is what you believe. And you know it. So either tell the truth or I'm going to X you out because I don't want to talk to liars.
Well, okay, yes, I do believe that. I do think...
Stop.
You know, yes.
Stop. What I'm saying is this. The reason the shit is going on in your life and what you finna ask, I don't even know what you finna ask, but whatever it is you finna ask is because you a liar. Not to me, to yourself. And you don't even believe the shit you say. So whatever come out your mouth to a bitch, you ain't backing it up. Because you know you a liar. You know you a faker. So you going to shoot it out there, and if some catch, fine. But if not, you ain't thinking shit about it. You ain't trying to change shit. You ain't trying to make shit right. You ain't trying to stop lying to yourself. So why are you on the phone asking questions about improving when you ain't even did the first thing. And that's to accept the truth. Answer that for me, bro.
Well, I'm trying to get to that point. I mean, I don't have any magical answer. I'm trying to get to the point.
There's no magical answer. There's no magical pill for you either. So you say you're trying to get to that point. What do you think is the initial step you should take to get to that point?
Be honest with myself.
Well, of course that, but the initial thing is to accept that there's a point you need to get to. Then you got to start looking at why you're not there. After you answer those questions truthfully, like you said, honestly, Bill, you on your way. There's going to be more things to answer, but those very important initial things, if they're not answered, you're not going to start. You're not going to get on the road to improving if you don't be honest with yourself. So to me, the next step for you would be to ask me about Sidewalk University. But now you don't have to do that. I'm just saying, I got the answers for you. I'm not going to give them to you over this shit we doing right here. But I bet I give them to my motherfucking students. And I bet when they graduate, they do the goddamn things that I'm saying they do. I know people think that I be lying. People think that when they do call in and say whatever the fuck they got from the course that I paid them to do it. I don't care. Think what you want to fucking think. Because I know what's up. I am 99% fucking confident that ain't no way you gonna fuck with me and be thinking like you think now. I know that. And if you don't, and you know you don't want to see, then that's on you. Because I don't do the hard sell. I just know what you need. So you make your mind up, bro. Fuck with me or not. 731, what's up?
What's up, Rosebud, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Man, I'm okay, man. My question, well, I don't know. We can only ask one question, so I'm trying to figure out. I guess
I
want to know.
I don't know where you heard that at, but whatever it is, I want you to ask your question.
Okay, how can a man convince a woman that he's valuable enough to get her money?
How can a man do what?
How can I show that I'm valued as a man, or so to say, how can I get her money, her bankroll or something, if I know she got it?
Why are you guys so stuck on getting the bitch money without showing her you worth being paid?
Right. See, I know I need the tools.
Man, you don't need
just
no fucking tools.
Bitch.
Can you be quiet, please? You don't need no tools. Here's a motherfucker just got out of the penitentiary, got enough for a bus ticket. He's sitting at the bus stop to get on the bus, and some bitch want to catch the bus, and he start talking to the bitch, and then on the bus, they keep talking, and when the bitch get off the bus, she his bitch. He didn't have shit. What did he have? He had himself, just like you, man. So don't nobody want to hear the bullshit about how out of this and how out of that. What the fuck do you have of value that some bitch would want to pay for?
Well, I like to gain knowledge, so I would try to charge her for what I know.
Can you stop right there?
Yeah.
Did I ask you what you like?
Nah.
I asked you something specific, and you ran from the fucking answer. That tells you you ain't got shit, and ain't no bitch gonna pay you. Period.
Right.
Get you something that's worth being paid for. You talking to the
like
bitch, baby.
Like what?
Can you shut up? I'm look, baby, you know I'm a writer. I got the story I'm on. Actually, I got two books I want to put out, but I ain't got no goddamn money. You know what I need? These motherfuckers manufactured. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm saying shit. You want to read one of my books? And then the bitch say no. Blah, blah, blah. I see the bitch again. Then I just, or I just email her a section of a book. Let the bitch read it. If the bitch ask me something, she finna help. And she gon' ask me because she like me. What I'm saying is, I got something for a bitch to support. I ain't asking for her money. Bitch support me, which is what any bitch want to do if they motherfucking man is worth supporting. But
right.
No.
I hear you, wrong book.
No, you don't hear me because what you fucking got?
Well.
Nothing.
So if
nothing.
I say something like.
So you're going to go get something. That's your answer. You ain't got shit. You ain't got no business asking for a bitch to do anything for you. That's why you fucking up for everybody else. Every one of you motherfuckers that ask for shit, it ain't worth shit. You motherfucking fucking up for me and everybody else that run into that bitch. Because she going to say, oh, man, I didn't talk to some damn fool talking about helping him. And I was wanting to help him. When I got ready, the nigga didn't even have none. That's what you doing, man. Did you know that?
I know now.
You the motherfucker and all your friends that's like that is the motherfucker that got these bitches eating pussy. Because men ain't shit. Full of shit. Lies. Fake. Do everything but be themselves. And the bitch just want a nut. So if that's the case, another bitch gonna be real bitch. Fuck you. I just want a nut too. Let's woo woo. So a nut is a nut to a bitch in that case. Until she meet a man. When she meet a motherfucking man, the shit changed. So that's what's up, 731. Hold on, man. 850, what's up?
Bud, can you hear me?
Yes.
Let me ask you something. Where do you go to learn romanticism or how to be more romantic?
Hey, you go within yourself. Let me tell you something, man.
You dive a bit.
Listen, I'm being honest when I'm the most unromantic person. You know, I'm like, you know, if I could do the thing that the caveman used to do, hit them in the head and drag them in there and fuck them, I'd do that. But I also know there is a such thing as romance.
Okay.
Do you know what that word means?
No.
Romance means things other than actual sex that gets that woman into the frame of mind of being sexual. So whatever that is, it could be flowers, it could be dinner, it could be a bath, it could be a massage, it could be whatever. As long as you know your woman like it. It could be orange peels that she likes because of the smell when it come off the orange. I'm not saying these are things to look for. I'm saying that's the kind of shit is romantic to a bitch.
Okay, I see. Now, let me ask you one more thing. So say I want to be less explicit with my romantic words. Why is it that it almost makes me cringe? You know, like I feel like a kid when I say the shit. You know, when you try to say those sweet lovey-dovey things without being so explicit.
Hey, bro, you asked the question. I don't need all the explanations. I already know the answer. It's because you ain't shit.
What's it?
You're a fraud, bro, because you faking. You trying to be whatever you trying to be, and trying to be whatever that is, don't let you be a real man. Because a real man ain't got no problem saying that kind of shit you talking about, you cringe with. Only
right.
The fuckers and the fakers have problems with that, because they got this macho image.
I don't quite understand that.
No. You don't agree with that. And if you did agree, you would be acknowledging something about yourself that you don't want to do. Don't come on talking to me, trying to play some kind of bullshit game with words.
Right.
I'm going to fuck you up, man. You can keep going, but I'm going to fuck you up. Let's go.
Yes, I know. Ain't nobody trying to do that, but
Let's go.
What I'm trying to do, because I've been with my lady 10 years, and what I'm trying to do is, you know, develop more thoughtful conversations, I guess. You know, it just feels funny. Is that normal? That this newness is a funny...
Hey, bro. Listen, the only way it would be normal is if for the first 8 years of that 10 years, you was a lying motherfucker, she was accepting it, was lying, you was accepting it, and now suddenly you guys, some kind of way, this time been made you guys want to be together, and y'all trying to do it, and your issue is that doing that is strange for you.
Right. Because I was the liar.
Wait a minute. Is what I just said correct?
Yes. And I'm taking blame.
That's correct, then, you know, what I'm saying is, what's strange, what's difficult for you to accept is being real. What's difficult for you to accept is to not have to tell a fucking lie about why you went across the street, which is what you was doing for those 8 years. Now, the past couple of years, shit been going good and or better or to your liking and to her liking, evidently, and y'all both have acknowledged we need to blah, 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 and that's what y'all trying to do. But on your end, it's difficult, right?
Right.
Bro, throw the bullshit you've been thinking away. Because that's all that's causing the problem. The changes you've accepted have not fully been implemented because of the thoughts that you're keeping from the bullshit you was doing before. The bullshit you was doing before made you happy, made you feel however, but it was bullshit because you wouldn't have changed your mind if it wasn't. You didn't fucking change your mind, bro. And you got to go with the growth. Go with the growth or regret to whatever you was doing. Because that's what's up.
Okay. I'll try to explain that to me one more time, man. Like, you've missed me.
Try to explain like, what?
What you just said, are you saying that I'm holding on to what I used to do because I enjoyed it, even though it was bullshit? I enjoyed bullshit,
I'm saying that.
And that's where that feeling comes in now that I'm...
I don't need to hear the rest of your shit. Yes. All right?
I got you. I appreciate that.
Hey, man, for sure. Hey, 731, you got to hold on tomorrow. I got a few calls. 414, what's up?
Hey, Hodson, it's 500.
All right. What 500?
Yeah, I said Hodson, it's 500 to you.
Oh, how do you send it? Go to paypal.com, go to the send money tab, send the money to askrosebud@gmail.com, and in the comment, in the comment, make sure you put what it's for. And then once I get it, I'll send you the shit. And this is for January's semester. So you would make... Matter of fact, wait, bro. You missed the sale, man.
You said you was going to wait to the end of the month.
No, the sale is over today. Which tomorrow's... Okay, man, fuck it. Yeah, send it to AskRosebud@gmail.com and make sure you put in the comments what it's for, you know, to say all the shit. And I'll honor it. But, bro, I might have said to the end of the month, but I didn't really mean the actual last day, because today I didn't put several times. Today is the last time. But fuck it, it ain't no big thing. Just, you know, make sure you hit me today, because tomorrow is going to be dead.
All right, I got you.
For sure. Now, 716, what's up with you, brother?
Man, what happened, bro? I just wanted.
Well, oh, fuck. Man, I accidentally asked you out, 716. Come back on. Okay, until he do, let me go and get busy. See, I'm like this. If you believe the verdict in the Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and all the other motherfuckers that I ain't named, Brianna, whatever her name was, I forgot. But what I'm saying is, if you believe that these motherfuckers is not only the ones I mentioned, but those hella motherfuckers I did mention are victims of this just democratic system. You know, they were killed in a way that reeks of unjust killings. We need to motherfucking stop spending on shit like Black Friday. Hold on, 716, that was my bad, man. What's up?
It's all good. I'm back. So, take it. I just wanted to kick it with you. I got a question for you, right?
All right.
Because it's crazy how your mind just do things for you. Yeah,
hey,
you know this call. What's happening?
Hey, yeah, you know it. Yeah, I recognize your voice. Go ahead.
All right, man. I just met this little Philly, right? So, I've been noticing, you know, my mind be thinking, damn, I got to start from square one with a chick, but on a scale of 1 to 10, a chick might already be interested in you at a 5 or whatever. So what I'm asking is, you know, I got so much shit to conversate with a woman about. Sometimes I be thinking about, I don't want to over-talk. I don't want to do too much. So what you think about, I've been working on, like, I don't know what you would call it, conversational hooks, meaning like where I tell somebody a story, but it's just a quick story. It's just something to make them want to ask more about it.
Okay, wait. That's not bad, a bad idea right there as far as a quick whatever, because I do that. But to have to think like that, you killing yourself, man. You don't want to think like that, man. That's going to tie you up. You're supposed to be able to do what you just said, this quick woo-woo. But that shit is on the fly. I mean, you can make this something you're going to do, but it's going to be difficult to implement because that's something that's like on the fly that you wasn't really thinking, but now that this conversation has developed, you got to tease them.
You
understand that?
I know what you're saying.
Hey, Paul, listen, man. You got to understand. Game is about leaving the door open. You don't want to think nothing specific. Except you down and dirty, you finna do what you need to do, whatever that is. But I'm saying about what that bitch saying and all this old shit, man, you gotta leave the door open for whatever you think as far as from what she said and whatever she thinks as far as from what you said. It is not necessarily going to be what you thought. Otherwise, I'm saying make sure you say this, but be ready for 3 or 4 different responses. Those 3 or 4 different responses are 3 or 4 out of 3 million. You understand? So it's that many more responses that can come up. But because you're ready for that 3 or 4, You can steal any of them goddamn responses. But you're not leaving the door open for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Leaving the door open for something you did not think was going to be said.
Right, I see what you said.
And then handling it as if it was one of the four things you thought she was going to say. Do you understand that?
Like, if she don't say what you thought she was going to say, you still flip it to keep the conversation going.
Exactly, man. If she don't say exactly what you thought she might say, then you take what she say and do the same thing with it.
Right.
you just replace whatever you thought she would be responding with the fucking topics that she's using in her response. But you do
right.
The same thing with it, bro. You laughing because
okay.
Evidently that makes sense to you.
Hell yeah.
That's the shit. Hey, man, I told you that's the shit. The more you be down trying to apply it, the more you going to learn. Because the most shit you're going to come up with to think about, and you're going to answer the shit. That's just what we do,
bro.
Let
me tell you something, bud. Let me tell you something. I'm driving down the street coming from the grocery store. I see this chick. It's cold outside, man. I had to bust a Uzi. So I get out, man, my heart beating out my damn chest. I had to take I got about 50 arsenals, man. I had to take a deep breath. I ain't say nothing that I said. The chick said, yeah, well, take my number. Call me in about 2. I said I'd call you in about 2 hours. I don't know why the fuck I said that. She said, yeah, I get out at 4:45. I get in the car. It's 2:45. I said, why the fuck did I say that shit? How the hell did I know? But when I...
Hey, let me tell you, Paul. Hey, when you be doing shit right, you know, it's like a baseball player or a football player. If they do everything right, that ball, they ain't going to look for it. They just turn around and settles in their arm. That's what's happening, man. When you do shit right, I mean, you might say, yeah, baby, call me, you know, at a couple hours at 2:16. And you look at the clock, and it's 12:10 or something. You didn't know, but the bitch look at her wife,
yeah.
Said, and it's coinciding with her shit. Damn, that's right on time. That's all she thinks. Hey,
yeah.
But we don't think shit about it. But I'm telling you, when she mentioned. Or it comes up again, you know, that as y'all talking. When you said to call you in 2 hours and I had just 2 hours to come off, that just was the bomb to be honest. What made you? Because, baby, you know, I'm on the same wavelength. Or whatever you say. Paul, this is how we play, man. This is how we play. We ready. I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm going to change it into what I'm saying. That's what we do, Paul. Hey, Paul, hold on. 731, what's up?
What's up, man? You told me to hold on, so I was just waiting. I had to call back, though, because the phone cut off.
Because you fell off. Yeah, okay. What else did you have, man? Anything?
Yeah, let's see. I always been inspired to be a Matt, you know what I'm saying, since I was young, watching Goldie and stuff.
You always aspired to be a Mac.
I was inspired to be like a pimp.
Okay, hold on, brother. What is a Mac?
A Mac is someone who gets their shit together. I mean, I believe it's in between a player and a pimp, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay, without using the word Mac, what do you want to do?
Well, I wanna do music. Am I answering your question correct?
Bro, whatever made you say you always or was inspired to be a Mac, I want you to tell me what you was going to say, but don't use the word Mac.
Okay. I want to be able to have a female, well, a bitch, mind, body, and soul, not just no good girl, but like someone who in their life, I want her mind, body, and soul if she a bad bitch. You know
stop,
what I mean?
Stop. What I'm saying is, do you think women go around and say, hey, man, you look cool. I want to give you my mind, body, and soul.
Hell nah.
So when you say some shit like that, don't you think you need to say what the fuck you're talking about?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what I'm talking about. I've been just
stop,
like...
Stop. This is my point, bro. I'm hearing what you're saying. You don't even know what the fuck is coming out your mouth. And what I'm saying is the same thing I'm hearing is what a bitch is here. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because you don't even know what having a mind, body, and soul is. Plus, you ain't got shit that's worth her giving you her mind, body, and soul. See, dudes like pimps, the reason women give them their mind, body, and soul is because of how much leadership and understanding about what they're doing and representing a man that see them as a woman, how much that plays in. It's not that I'm pimping you, bitch, and you gonna pay me. No, yeah, that's the gist. But the intricacies have to do with what you say and how you make her feel. How, because listen to me, bro. For a hoe, she know. Ain't no square motherfucker going to accept her as a good woman. The only motherfucker that's going to accept her is the motherfucker that accept what she do. And that's a pimp. That's why pimps and hoes always look for each other. So my point is that if you met a broad and you like her, and you know she kind of liking you, and then when you get up to the room getting ready to fuck the bitch, she lets you know she was a hoe. She ain't asking you for no money. She like you. What would you do, bro? Turn off.
I'm just gonna keep it real with her. I'm really trying to penetrate her mind before her body because anybody can get her body.
All the bullshit you tell yourself, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, telling myself that.
I know you telling yourself
you're right.
Bullshit. Flip all that shit, man.
I don't know what
to
do.
What you think, man?
Besides fuckers.
Now, what I'm saying is, would you think of her the same way you was thinking of her before you found out she was a hoe?
Nah, I wouldn't judge her because she probably got a reason to be in that life. Or maybe she just chose that life like I'm trying to choose the life, but I would still look at her as a woman. You know, she probably don't think she's a good woman, but I'll convince her that she's a good woman.
Okay, I give you credit on that. But what I'm saying is this, bro. if the bitch, if I'm fucking with her and I like her, And I'm ready to go in there to the bed or whatever, and the bitch let me know, well, you know, I did some hoeing before, so, you know, shit, I would like her like 300 times more before I even fuck her. Because this bitch is a motherfucker that I can have. All I'm saying is each broad is worth what they worth, but they all ain't worth shit. I mean, they ain't worth the same shit. I'm saying some bras is worth what they worth, but some bras ain't worth shit. And you got to be willing to accept that shit when you meet women. Just because you met her, just because you like her, don't make her one of these women you really want to fuck with, unless all you want is some pussy. See, these are the things motherfuckers don't think about. They'd rather fuck. Okay, fuck the bitch, man. So what's you going to do after you fuck her? That's what motherfuckers
Yeah, that's the time.
What the fuck you going to get her to do after you fuck her? And if you don't get her to do shit, she's going to be calling you, coming over at fucked up times and shit so you can fuck her. Because that's all it's about is fucking. Then you're going to turn off. That's what I do anyway, bitch. If you ain't got nothing to offer, then you ain't jumping on what I'm offering, but you coming over, I got to end that bullshit. Fuck you. I catch me another bitch.
Right.
I'm kind of silly in that way. Man, I'm not doing some shit with a bra that I'm, you know, already fucking with you that I kind of think is the wrong shit to be doing or not the best shit. Bitch, you know, I'm doing that for pussy. No, I don't like pussy that much. I don't. I mean, I'm a nigga. I like pussy. I like fucking. I like the fuck a bitch, the shit out of a bitch, all that shit. But I'm not putting pussy ahead of my motherfucking principles. I'll be ready to stick my dick in the pussy. And the bitch say something stupid. You got to go. Right now. You know, I don't even want to fuck you no more. Because shit, man. Fuck a bitch, man. If the bitch thinks she can say and do anything because of her pussy, don't think she won't. She will. And she will start talking shit. But the moment you let her know, you can take that shit you talking and your motherfucking pussy and get the fuck out of here. See, they don't play pussy games. You know, pussy games. You didn't took the bitch to dinner. You've been fucking with her. And, you know, and now y'all sitting up. And the bitch want to watch TV. Okay, bitch, we can watch TV a little while. But then, I'm saying, that bitch want to do something else. Now, you ready to go get that pussy? And the bitch, well, let's see that pussy games with me. Bitch,
right.
When I mention I want to fuck you, get your ass up and go in the room. Now, you don't have to do that, but that's the perfect scenario for me. But about making me wait past 5 minutes after I said I want to fuck you, bitch, please. That's pussy games to me.
It ain't even worth it.
Hey, it ain't worth it, man. Pussy game. Take your pussy and everything else and get the fuck out of here. Hey. Man, I just had this shit happen to me this weekend. Twice. Because, man, I got bitches, right? So this bitch that I was fucking with, shit ain't going right. So then I know I got this other bitch that I had been talking to the same day that I'm thinking, you know, is everything going to be right? So this bitch I'm talking to, well, look, bitch, fuck this. Fuck you. Fuck whatever. I forget what it was about. But it ain't like, fuck you, I don't ever want to see you again. It was fuck you about right now or tonight. And then I'm going So this bitch that I'm talking to, I call this bitch, and I'm talking to this bitch, but I get a text from this bitch while I'm talking to this bitch. And this bitch is telling me, you know, fuck you, woo-woo, I got to get away from you and whatever in the text. So I'm saying, fuck you, you know, my mind. I'm saying, fuck you, bitch. I'm talking to this bitch. But this bitch start telling me the same thing that this bitch is telling me. This bitch basically said she didn't want to fuck with me no more. man. First, he ain't got a bitch. Nigga done got quit twice in the same minute. You know, but never did I think something was wrong with me. You know, two bitches quitting you, nigga, for the same reason. You must be fucked up. Man, them bitches is the same kind of bitches. They don't want to fuck with a nigga like me. Man, it ain't me. It's them bitches. They just happen to be, don't know each other. They just think alike. So, the way they think, they don't want to fuck with me. Hey, okay. Hey, Paul, I know you... This shit is crazy. But listen, 731, you got anything else?
Yeah. Okay, 731,
you got to give me access, direct access to your motherfucking bank account. Your motherfucking account.
What's
come
tonight?
On, bro. You know I'm fucking with you. Come on.
So I was talking to these two bitches, right, and they live together, but they got girlfriends, they lesbians, but they don't go with each other. And they said, I ain't a man if I don't eat pussy. Now, I ain't ate pussy before, but I don't want to do it no more unless it's, you know, special. But they said, I ain't a man if I don't eat pussy, and they don't suck dick. So they not a woman, if you ask me, but I'm not going to tell them that.
Why not, you motherfucker? You make me
want to
hang up on you. Why not?
Because they lesbians. I'll tell. I'm acting different now, but I do tell them about sucking dick.
That's your goddamn bullshit. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Are you a fucking lesbian?
Yeah.
I like pussy, yeah.
Hey, wait, man. Maybe that's Paul.
I have to correct myself first. I do be telling them to suck dick, but...
Can you be quiet?
Yeah.
You fucking with some bitches, a bitch that live with another bitch, that they both lesbians, and the fucking bitch don't say you ain't a man, blah, 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 if you don't eat pussy. And then you do it if you thought the bitch was special.
Yeah, I ain't never told them that, though.
I ain't asked you what you told. What is wrong with you guys? Why can't you talk
now,
about
I was trying. I was trying to speak.
Can you shut up? Why can't you talk about your fucking self? Why does it have to be the bitch? Now,
yeah.
Open your mouth. And answer that. Do you guys see what happened? This motherfucker ain't got shit to say when it's about him. He got plenty to say about the bitch. How many things have I asked your motherfucking ass about that goddamn bitch or whatever bitch? Answer,
none.
Man. Quit being a prompt.
Huh?
What was that answer?
Nothing.
So why is so many of your answers about the fucking bitch?
I was telling her I don't eat pussy, but I never told her that I did before.
I didn't ask you. See? See what I'm saying, you guys? This is how you guys lie to yourself. You avoid the actual question, and you start saying some shit that you think is going to fool a nigga like me, because it fooled an average motherfucker, but you didn't answer my fucking question. Why don't you do that, bro?
Go ahead.
I already asked it, motherfucker. Why the fuck?
What's the question?
Why the fuck don't you believe what you say is real Otherwise, why the fuck do you keep dealing with the shit we talking about without representing your belief in what you say?
All I know is I got a pimp book, and it says something about women lose respect for a man who eat a pussy even though she like it, and it's exciting. So I thought right then and there that's the topic.
Listen to this. They're talking about a motherfucker that just eat pussy. Bitches do. You know, lose respect for motherfuckers that's going to eat her pussy. Especially if they paying a nigga. No. A nigga got to be able to fuck this bitch and talk whatever the fuck shit he want to talk, make this bitch believe it. And when the time says that's what he need to do, eat her pussy, then this bitch ain't going to think none of that bullshit you saying. The shit you saying is for suckers that don't know what the fuck they doing, but they got a real bitch that know what's supposed to be done. And they ain't doing it. And you one of them niggas that would not do it. That's why you have these insecure questions. Because if you were sure about what the fuck you would do, you wouldn't give a fuck about eating no goddamn pussy. You ain't no pussy eating motherfucker, but you will eat some pussy if this bitch gonna fucking keep you living like you living. You ain't gonna eat her pussy too. Keep you living like you living, but you know bitches like shit, so shit got to be part of sex. At one point, you can let the bitch know, I might do this on your birthday. She'll wait for it. But if you just eat their pussy to eat it, man, that's because you eat pussy. That bitch ain't excited about that. You'll do that with any bitch.
That's how I got you.
That's how bitches think, man. Get your shit together and learn who you fucking with, man. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Paul, you got anything else?
Nah, man, I'm just listening. I'm just listening. I'm learning a lot listening, too. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, what does SWU listen and learn? No matter where you at in life. No matter where you at in life, if you listen, you gon' learn. That's why I love that. I love graduates, you motherfuckers. You think I didn't pay this nigga to call in. You see how long he was just holding on just to talk, just know how that, I mean, just to hear me say whatever, because you know how fucking goddamn important it is, how fucking real it is. So what I was saying is we don't need to burn up our own goddamn shit. Something goes wrong. We don't need to, you know, trip like we trip. All we need to do is stop spending money with these motherfuckers responsible for the fucking chaos. You know, otherwise, what I'm saying is, I mean, it ain't that many minority type places where you can go do what you can do at Walmart. It ain't that many minority places where you gonna go to and because of the Black Friday sale get the deal Walmart is gonna give you. But I bet the shit is there if you buy it. What I'm saying is we spend a lot of money and the gross national product reflects it. If we really want to hurt these motherfuckers, let's really hurt them. I mean, all those fucking Easter, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, all them fucking sales, that shit has taken the value away from those holidays because it's turned into a money-making situation, not a respect-giving situation. So I'm saying we can't change that. but we can spend our money in our own fucking communities. If not in our communities, in the black-owned stores, Mexican-owned stores, in the malls. We should support our stores. We shouldn't support Macy's. We shouldn't support Walmart. We should support none of that fucking shit. Because what is it doing for us? They tell you that, I mean, we'll spend $17.50 on you guys, you know, because, you know what we're doing? Okay, man, you make $900 million off us, but you will spend $17, maybe $20 on a nigga. So you are giving back. 917, I see you, baby. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? I got a quick question for you.
Come on.
Well, I don't know how quick it is, but okay, my lady, I think I'd be making all the sense in the world to her. At least I think that to myself when we're talking. But I can't get to her head and to her mind like I want to. Like, I want to look like a giant in her eyes, but I'm not reaching that. And we've been together 10 years.
Wait, stop. Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Why do you say you want to look like a giant in her eyes?
Because I don't feel like I am.
Well, stop. Now, listen. You know honesty is what's up, right?
That's right.
You said you don't feel like you are, right?
Right, right.
Are you?
No.
Stop. So what I'm saying is, what should be going on then, bro? You can't ask me how do you do whatever you should do in your life that's going to make your woman see you as a giant. I got to be living with you to be able to answer that. Do you agree?
Okay. I see what you're saying to a degree. But
okay.
Let me go back a little bit to what you said about am I. The reason why I say I ain't is because I'm not getting the response from her. So it's
No, that's why you're accepting that you ain't. The reason you ain't is because you ain't. Because if you are, then tell me what you're doing to make her see you as a giant.
Well, I'll tell you this. From my concept or how I thought life
was supposed
to go,
You won't tell me what
okay.
I asked. You will tell me something else.
All right. Go ahead and ask the question again.
I already asked it. What are you doing to make her see you as a giant?
I work. I pay the bills.
Stop.
I take care
stop.
Of the family.
Stop. How many? Oh, shit. Is we hold on, man. How many motherfuckers in America work, pay the bills, provide, do everything that you're about to say, and don't think they're giants?
Well, I don't know how many don't feel that way, but I know that's what's going on with my situation.
Okay, man. So let me say this to you. You don't know how many number. So since I asked how many, that's a good fucking answer. I don't know how many. But as far as the point I was trying to make, you ran from it, bro. And you know you did. So you either want to tell yourself the truth or you don't. You can be slick as fuck, man. You know how to say whatever the fuck you want to say. And I see you were slick enough to say that shit because you're playing with the words I'm saying. But you're not addressing the point I'm making. Do you do that would make her see you as a giant?
Other than what I
other than what I feel I'm supposed to do as a man, that's it. That's what I do.
Okay, stop.
I'm supposed to be there.
Stop. Do you know the word stop means? Stop. I don't want to hear all the other bullshit. I just want to hear and focus on what you just said. Other than what you do that a man does, you don't do shit to be seen as a giant. So shouldn't you be saying you want to be seen as a man? A regular man?
Shouldn't I be saying I want to be seen as a regular man?
Yes.
Consider myself a regular man because I do what a man is supposed to do. At least that's how I feel.
Do you think a giant is a regular man?
Yeah, he can be. It depends on the woman.
Stop, brother, stop. I didn't ask you if he can be. I asked you, is he a giant?
Hold on.
I mean, excuse me, I asked you, is a giant a regular man?
Okay, no.
What?
I said no.
So then how can you state out your mouth that you're a regular man, but you want the woman to see you as a giant?
That's a good question.
No, it's not. It's simply a question.
It's a question I haven't thought about.
Why haven't you thought about that, bro? I mean, think about it. You thinking all this stuff, you want all this stuff, and you ain't thought about the fucking basics that I had to go through all this to get you to, because you was going to deny it with your words because you're sharp, you can talk. But the bottom line, the basics, you ain't addressed it, bro. Why is that?
Well, I guess, okay, since you put it that way, then I don't really know what a giant does.
I didn't ask you what I do. Stop. I didn't ask you if you know what a giant does. I didn't ask you if you know what a giant is. I'm asking you, why do you feel women or your woman should see you as a giant? Because that's how I want to feel about myself. How you want to feel about yourself and how someone sees you can be two different things.
Okay.
So, if you want someone to see you a certain way, you have to be that particular way in all instances of your life. And there is no way whoever is witnessing what you're doing is going to see you any other way than the way you want to be seen. You know why I say that?
Why?
Because that's how I'm seen. They seen just the way I want to be seen. I ain't giving a fuck about what you're saying. I'm only giving a fuck about the truth. I don't care how you feel. You shouldn't talk to me if you don't want the truth. Well, I'm saying, bro, everything about me is in your face. Not your face, but in the public's face. And if they want to accept it, fine. If they don't, fine. I'm not kissing your ass to talk to you. I'm not looking for any certain kind of fucking promotion because I'm agreeing with you. What I'm saying is, man, I'm straight up about what I'm doing. And that's where you are lacking. Because you ain't about what you doing. You're just about what you see other motherfuckers doing. Using me, for example. Man, that nigga seemed like he the center of motherfuckers' life. Blah, blah, blah. You might not want that, but that's the kind of shit you want. But you ain't saying, man, that motherfucker be working hard. That goddamn motherfucker be doing all kind of goddamn shit. And he be doing that because he want blah, blah, blah. You know, evidently you're getting it. You don't say all that. You say the outside, what everyone else see. Man, I want that shit. Man, all that nigga do is whatever, make these videos and whatever. No, man, I work hard. I fucking put in hours after this shit. And don't let me have something to do with Sidewalk University. I got a lot of fucking students, and I give them 3 or 4 assignments a week. So if I got 20 students times 3 or 4 assignments, that's like 60 or 80 things I got to look at. It's every fucking week. What if I got more than that assignments? See.
Okay, so let me not miss this. Let me not miss this connection that you're making. Okay, so you're saying, like, all right, you say I accomplish that self-image of a giant that I just described to you. That don't necessarily mean that my woman is still would see it that way.
That is correct. The only way she's going to see it that way is if you don't look for her to see it that way. And you just notice that she sees you that way. Because if you look for her, she's never going to be able to meet what you're looking for. You and her are going to fall out. If that you ain't trying to fall out, you got to wait for her to see it. That's if you really know you got it for her to see. Otherwise, if she ain't showed it to you, you know, right now, and you really know what you're doing, then you can wait. I'm not saying wait for her to say, okay, I see it now. But I'm saying, okay, I'm going to go do this and do that, blah, blah, blah. It's going to take me 3-4 weeks. I ain't going to be gone all the time. I'm going to be here. But listen, I ain't going to think about this shit with her for blah, blah, blah until I get through blah, blah, blah. And if the bitch don't see it, blah, 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 then fuck her. But then 9 out of 10 times, if you do the shit correctly, she's going to see it. She's going to admit it. You going to see it. And then you have to accept it. And then shit can start over. Because that's the only way it does start over. Is if both motherfuckers on their own terms admit what it takes to start over. I can't convince you. I can talk you into it. But that means it's just going to happen later down the line again. The only thing I can do is make sense. And if you see the sense, you'll decide whatever it is. And if, let's say, I'm making sense for me, I'm going to decide whatever it is. It's just like that, man. You feel me?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you.
All right, brother. Hey, this fucking number looks like one of the fucking numbers this dude used to ask for pizza. But, hey, I don't know who you are. 442, what's up? Looks like one of the fucking...
Nah, it ain't me, man.
Hey, I don't know who you are.
Whatever
it is, brother.
Yo, hello.
Whatever it is, ask your question, bro.
Yo, I'm not a troll artist. I know there's some weirdo. Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me?
You hear me talking to you, man. Quit fucking with me.
All right. So basically, my question is, I just wanted to give you a rundown. But you know, I'm a grown ass man, and I've just reached a point in my life. I don't really have friends. You feel me? And I just wanted to ask, is it possible to be successful in a dating life without socially being active? Because you know, most women just want someone who's very social. And who has, you know, a lot of friends and stuff like that. But I'm not really a social person, you know. So I feel like that just limits
hey,
my
stop,
chances
stop,
and my
stop,
exposure.
Stop. Let me ask you something.
Right.
And the only way I could give you any advice is if you be 100% honest. I can hear in your voice you a coward motherfucker, man. Socially.
All right.
Listen and be accepted or not. Let me know if I'm being right or wrong. I'm saying socially, you're inept. You don't know what to say, and whatever you say, even if it is a cool thing to say, you don't know it until, let's say, somebody acknowledges it. What I'm saying is I believe you're a very unconfident motherfucker. Am I right or wrong? Just tell me yes or no.
Yeah.
Stop right there. So, what I'm saying is everything you're experiencing, everything you're talking about, is because you're not confident enough to see anything else other than your shortcomings. you know, society program motherfuckers like you to see you ain't shit, to believe you gotta kiss a bitch ass so you can fuck her, and all that kind of goddamn shit. Dude, the only thing I can say to you is hit my motherfucking email and get with Sidewalk University. And the sale is over. But if you do it today, your ass can get it for the fucking $800. Well, it was $500, really, the sale. But I'm saying,
how do I know you ain't trying to pay me?
Hey, man, hey, listen. If you think anything, don't do it. If you think anything other than I'm telling you the truth, don't fucking do it. Because let me tell you something, fool. You ain't talking to somebody that just started this shit. I've been doing this shit 15 years. And if any motherfucker been fucked, they would have put it up so people don't get fucked. I don't fuck you. I help you. Period. And you can believe it or not. I ain't mad at you. You ain't hurting me. You hurting you. Because people do fuck you. But then people really be real too. It's just a few motherfuckers on this internet that's real. And you, since you fuck with it, got to make your choices. Everybody else on the internet, can you contact them and speak to them? Everybody else on the internet. I know you can't, motherfucker, but you can with me. I'm saying once you add two and two, and see, this ain't the same shit you worried about. You worried about something that you should worry about. But what I'm saying is, any of that other shit, you're going to get some fucking email, I mean not email, some fucking electronic bullshit that you got to contact. You ain't going to get to talk to whoever the fuck it is you're dealing with. Now, is that true or not?
Yeah, that's true, but I just feel like life is going to make me more confident, not a course online.
Hey, listen. I'm with you. So get off the phone. You don't need to talk to me no more. Let life help you. And then when you see that bullshit you talking ain't shit, hit me back, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right, bro.
Later. 707, what's up?
Hey, bud, this is Tony. Happy belated. I hadn't caught it live, but happy belated, bud.
Hey, what's happening with you, Tony? That's that ball player, right?
Yes, sir. I only called just to say happy belated and thanks to the game. But once I heard this caller, or not the game, but the shit you put me on, once I heard this caller, can I say something to him?
Whatever.
You just said, he's like, oh, how do I know if I can trust you? Hey, just listening to the shows, I don't have SWU, but I invested in the tools. And listening to the shows, I got hella shit that made me more confident. And then getting the tools, shit, it's not about pussy, but I be getting pussy, and shit, every single day I'm loving my life, everything, and I'm trusting myself, and I'm in any situation, I'm loving it.
And
Tony,
wait, we got to explain a little more now that you said all that. When you first called, where were you? Mentally,
it
where were you?
Not even a year ago. I was worried about other people, worried about validation from other people. That was my biggest problem.
And what was the first thing that we talked about that actually got you on the right path?
That what was that last part that got me where?
On the right path, you know, doing the right shit, seeing who you are.
The first thing was to, like, basically stop giving a fuck what people thought and be me, and then not trying to be accepted will actually get you accepted, but trying so hard to be accepted will, like, you don't look like a fucking bitch.
Hey, so just to put it in better words, see, this brother was very serious about playing, I think it was soccer, but
yes, sir.
He cared about the job. Because he wanted to be a jock. I'm saying you'll never be a jock until you are. And a jock don't want to be a jock. A jock is a jock. And you do jock shit. And this motherfucker, I didn't know his skills. This motherfucker went out there and started applying whatever it was I was saying to him. And as he applied it, he got better. He got more confident. And then he started buying my shit. And I told him, man, you don't need my shit. You know, man, you know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, woo, woo. He stayed fucking with me. And I hear so much more confidence in this brother. But this brother, have you graduated yet, man?
Nah, man, I'm 19. I'm in my second year of college. And the first phone call me and you had wasn't even a year ago. It was this year, like January.
See, so what I'm saying is this brother have grown from not investing in the school and the course and all that, but in himself. And the reason he was able to do it the way he did is because he's a young motherfucker. You know, and he ain't got a whole bunch of fucked up shit. Although he got had a lot of fucked up shit. But a young brother, they can accept one thing and it just clear up 34 other things. It all needed to be cleared up. But a motherfucker 30 years old, you got to clear them up one at a time. This brother got this shit immediately. And I'm just, hey, Tony, I'm proud of you, man. Every time I hear from you, you sound growner and growner. I'm telling you, man, you making the right choices, bro.
I appreciate it, bud. And yeah, so I just called just to say happy belated, but yeah, keep doing what you do, bud. You change your lives, man.
You know it, man. I'm changing lives for the motherfuckers that want their lives changed. That's a youngster, man. I'm telling you, man. And I was talking over his head at first until he kept fucking with me. You know, and you can't deny it. He won't it. He really want it. And you know you got action anytime you holler at me, Tony. Now, here's the real deal. If you want, because what I'm saying, we got to support our stores. Now, I don't have no store on Fifth Street, but, you know, I got a store. And if you want to support some, go to PayPal. Select that send money tab and send that payment. I guess I'm going to have to say, the sale is over, but I guess it's still a 500 because of sale over. I'm gonna say 750. Send me the 750 by credit card only. Send it to askrosewood@gmail.com. And once I get it, I'm gonna register you for the January semester at Sidewalk University. The course and tuition will be paid, saving you $500. You were saving $850, but you missed the sale. But since it's so close, because the sale just stopped yesterday, but since today, it's just, you know, 24 hours later, I'm still giving you action. Hopefully, you'll take advantage of the action I'm giving you, because what else can I do? Fuck. Just jump on the offer while it's offered. Don't wait until it's over. Get the entire meal confidence course. Enroll in the Sidewalk University for $800. You'll be supporting the efforts being made to bring manliness back. I mean, you know, think about it. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of gay activity going on, male and female. So just think about it. The new semester begins on January 2nd, 2022. This offer, well, it did end on the 29th. I mean, excuse me. Yeah, the 29th. But it's going to end. It's going to end on December 5th. A week from now. So, do you really want to know what I'm asked about the most? I mean, you know, when it comes to confidence. It's how did I develop my confidence to such a degree? And the answer is, None of you gonna believe it. But I failed so many fucking times. I failed more times than I care to admit. And I think failure is what made me so confident. I really do. When I wanted to learn how to shoot pool, I struck out hella times. And finally, it dawned on me to ask the motherfucking owner of the pool hall. And my quest to become a shark began. And at first, I didn't really think it was possible for me to ever win against Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, he owned the pool hall, Fuller's pool hall. He was bad. And he told me I would never win, but I might beat him a game when I got good. Come on, man, that's another way. I never win, but you might beat a game. Now, to win a game took me about 3 years. But finally, I won a game, and I ran the table. And he said, remember, boy, the only sure way to win is like you just did. You got to shoot out. You know, let me tell you, I ran that table for the first time in my life. And that light came on in my head. You can only win if you're confident in your ability. And I never thought I could beat Mr. Fuller. And I fucking beat him. Just a game. After that, my confidence was fucking multiplied a hundredfold. Same thing I experienced when I turned out, and it took me like 2 years to catch my motherfucking second hole. I kept shooting my shots at every woman I saw until one day I caught one. And after I caught her, I realized I wasn't doing a damn thing wrong. I just hadn't caught a hole yet. I just hadn't spoke to the right bitch. That's why you got to speak to every bitch. You don't know who's the right one. I'm not going to speak to her, but I'm going to speak to her like she's the right one. Come on, man. What I'm saying is this, I kept shooting my shot at every woman I see. Every woman I see, and then finally I caught one. You know, I was in control of my fear of not catching, of not being able to do what was actually needed in this life. And what kept me down was in the fucking... I gotta really, just what kept me down was the belief that if you stay true, if you obligate yourself to represent whatever you supposedly represent, then you'll realize that nothing is important enough to keep you from your obligations to your people that believe in you. Nothing. Now, what I'm saying is, these people don't really like, hey, support Rosebud, but they see you rolling and you representing something. See, I get cotton mouth all the damn time, you know, for all the fun I had, you know, as far as during different occasions, especially this past week, say my birthday. To you motherfuckers who want to judge me for having fun on my birthday, good for you. Spend your goddamn time looking at or critiquing my life. I'm going to spend my time living my life. In today's times, we got to, you know, get credit where credit is due. And you guys give me, or gave me, a hell of a birthday. So, you know, I got a lot of congrats, but the heartfelt comments were the ones that was bomb to me. And as a parent, you never know what lessons your goddamn children keep. And you know, a couple of the comments I got was talking about from me and my daughter is have such a fucking, you know, good relationship. And I'm just happy to see that the main thing that I wanted her to learn, she got. And that was, it ain't on me. It's on you. Life is completely up to how you interpret it. I had one of the most unproductive days in my life last week. My energy has been soaked up, wondering about all the wrong bullshit. So I had to regroup mentally and let life live, because I can't control life. I can only live it. I can't control what fate has in store for me. I can control the path I take in my life, but I simply cannot accept someone violating my belief in the good in people. And believe it or not, I talk a lot of shit, but I'm sure you and many other motherfuckers know exactly what we learned. We should know no one is exempt from what the fucking world has become. So if you don't have a principle or a tenet or a basis or a foundation to believe in, you're subject to go for anything. And I know if someone close to me needs me, I gotta see or figure out a way to reach them ASAP. And I gotta feel worthy of that shit because it makes me joyful. I just have a to succeed. And my road to success is determined by how I respond to situations that seem horrible until I mull it over in my mind. I've been able to get proof that my work and progress has the blessings of God. Or I wouldn't be here. So I value my time and I get on with my goals or trying to reach my goals with different perspectives than I started out sometimes. And I know how easy it is to lose your fucking life in this world. I just see different shit. I'm here for a purpose, which I've known for quite some time. And that purpose is to share knowledge with whomever I'm speaking with. Life's knowledge, not computer's knowledge. Life's knowledge. Could you imagine? I got robbed recently. I don't really say when, but, you know, now I got burglarized. But I was home. I was asleep. I'm just saying, you know, I was fucked up. I mean, could you imagine what would happen to me if I would have woke up? So, I mean, I'm just blessed. I'm an old man that God sees something that he hasn't used me for. And, you know, as far as I go, I want a revenge, but you know, I can't do shit. I don't even know who fucking did this shit. They didn't get my jewels. They didn't get my money. But they took my motherfucking weed and, you know, some other shit personal. They got some watches that I, you know, I keep on my dresser, but my jewels, that gold watch, Madabo, they didn't get that. I just think I'm one of the luckiest men in the world. When a fucking person is on the path of greatness, does, you know, he or she use caution? Man, fuck no. When greatness is achieved, do you then become reckless? Oh, caution is required in all aspects of our life. But sometimes, to achieve that greatness that you're after, you have to throw caution to the wind. The cautious man travels a path already explored. This path has been tried and tested. But the man who uses caution as he travels, even though the two words mean mostly the same thing, will give a different result, because a man who uses caution instead of a man who's cautious will travel unknown paths, navigating with the knowledge he has about taking paths. But he will go. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Questions are the catalyst of thought. Can you imagine living without having to think about things or have the answers to shit? See, animals have to use instinct, which keeps them in a survival mode, but that's about it. People are so fake and so full of shit that they limit their thoughts to survival. No one wants to be real with themselves or others. You heard it tonight on the Doggone Show, this video. Couple motherfuckers admitted that shit. You want to know how I can prove that you're full of shit right now? And the only way this could work is if you're totally honest with yourself. You only have 5 seconds to answer this. It's a simple question. And if you answer it in the 5 seconds, it'll show that you're at least a real person, or you be real with people. And most importantly, you have a tendency to be real with yourself. Now, if not, you can't answer in 5 seconds, then you got work to do. You got a lot of work to do with the honesty that you supply yourself. Now, what is the most important aspect of your life's goals? The clock is ticking before you trip. There's no wrong or right answer. Just the mere fact that you wanted to see if you can answer shows a sharp motherfucker like me what he needs to know. Now, what could that be? I've been, since a little before my birthday, on a hiatus, and now I'm getting back to business. You know, my confidence course is doing well. My school is doing well. And I'm going to do all I can to improve where I am at. Also, I've been, you know, selling MP3s, you know, a lot. The fucking MP3s. Wow, did I do that? The fucking MP3s are the bread and butter of, you know, some of the things that propel me into the stratosphere of this game we live. So, am I greedy? Or do I want as many of you motherfuckers as possible to jump on this deal I got, which was 500, now it's 800? Now, that's an especially good deal when you factor in you saving 650. Still. Now, to answer the question is both. Why? Wait, what am I doing here? Why would, you know, why can't we both win? Why can't you win and me? So, what am I saying here? The rest of this year, do yourself a favor and get the confidence course. And enroll in SWU. God damn, did I really want to say? Fuck. I be writing shit down. And I don't know if I was feeling good or what. But I'm saying, for the rest of this year, you can get the shit for $850. I forget what I was thinking when I wrote this. But I wrote it. So I was saying, for the rest of this year, goddamn. Yeah, for the rest of this year, goddamn. You're trying to say that that is fucked up. But for the rest of this year, you can get the confidence course and enroll in Sidewalk University for the low cost of $850. Damn, I don't remember what I was thinking when I wrote this, but it has to be something good. I'm fucked up now. That's a, God, fuck it. The success of Sidewalk University is improving. And it's waiting for your motherfucking ass. Maybe that's why. I don't know what I was thinking. God, that's fucked up. I was wondering what I could do to improve. But then I thought, just keep asking myself that question and I'll have 90% of it answered. And I know I'm a 69-year-old man and probably shouldn't ever be petty. But some shit gets to me to the point I get vindictive. And I said to someone the other day, that people are fucking funny. They treat you one way, especially, you know, when you need something they have, but, you know, don't expect to be treated the same way. You know, people are just funny. So what I'm going to do, what I'm doing at this point, is I just want to express how important it is to be able to know what to do if you want something. And you know what that is? I'm talking about, I could, this whole thing that I've been taking 2 hours, 30 minutes to do, I could sum up in 4 words. This is what you do if you really want something. You think it and do it. I'm gone.